Sports Live with Larry McCarron!
You did it!
This week's Packers special guest, tight end Andrew Corliss! Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live, where the bad news is the Packer offense scored a total of 7 points against the Lions. The worst news is it allowed a total of 9. But this is Packers Live. I do have some good news. Each of the past 2 seasons, the Green Bay Packers started 1-2. And do you know where they ended up? As NFC North champions and in the playoffs. Think about that while you cry in your beer or the adult beverage of your choice. Speaking of adult beverages, please say hello to the band Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Every pass caught by a Packers tight end this season has been caught by tonight's guest. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Andrew Corliss. Welcome, Andrew. How are you?
Feeling pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Andrew, I don't imagine the offensive meeting room was a real pleasant place to be today. Number one, scoring 7 is one thing, but the allowing 9 points, that ain't good, huh?
Oh, man. I was just joking with the guys outside. I said, you got to get me in after a win so we can be, so I can be a little more excited. But, yeah, I mean, it was definitely a tough day. Just looking over film, you know, we really left out a lot of plays, you know, we really could have, you know, took advantage of. And, it's just those little things, you know. It could be one play that could really change the game. And, we just didn't get it done.
Andrew, when it comes to the Green Bay Packers offensively, we're used to seeing a well-oiled machine. Didn't look well-oiled against the Lions as part of it. What's your take on it? What's going on?
It's a lot of little things, you know, and I hate to nitpick, and you know, I first look at myself, you know, I don't never like to put anything on anybody else, but you know, it just as a whole, I just don't think, you know, we're playing our best football. I think it starts in the practice field. I think we gotta, you know, really approach practice better and, you know, really get after it, you know, and really just fine tune some things. Like I said, it could go across the board. I think across the board, we really just need to play better.
One of the bright spots, however, against the Lions was your touchdown catch. Now, I know you've had and made tough catches. However, that had to be one of the toughest. That was a spectacular catch.
Oh, yeah, no. hats off to A-Rod because, I mean, he really put it in a position where, you know, only I could really have a chance at it, so it definitely, you know, my biggest thing was just the focus. It kind of went through the linebacker's hands. He swiped at it, and, you know, it was just really, yeah, just focus and bring that thing in. And, when I had caught it, I think the safety was right on me trying to rip it out. You know, after the safety would say, you got some strong hands. I said, yeah, I mean, I was focused. But, it was definitely, you know, great to come down with that and, you know, keep my team in the game.
Andrew, I've got a modest proposal for you. You guys open up the second half. You run an out, 7 yards. You run kind of a flat, but it looks like an out, 8 yards. 15 yards in 2 plays. That's pretty good production. Why not just keep doing it until they stop it?
I really...
In my simple mind, that's what I do.
Hey, I'll probably do the same thing. I would say throw it to me every play if I got a chance. But, you know, I think we really came in with the game plan. We really just didn't establish the run. You know, and we're a big, you know, play-action team, and, you know, we get a lot of our big plays. You know, you saw the last one last week with Jordy. You know, that was a play-action pass, you know, and that's based off the run. So, you know, I think we really just never got the run going, and that, you know, that's tough. You know, that's tough when a defense could just play pass all day and not really have to worry about the run. You know, it's tough for offense.
Well, let's talk about the passing game just a bit more. Another one of your catches came against zone coverage, and you go down and you settle in a spot, kind of a dead spot in that zone. Is that predetermined, or do you read the zone coverage and then decide to sit down? No, how does that work?
That was, yeah, I read it. You know, that's something you read, and, you know, that's back in practice. You know, we get those type of things in practice, you know, and it was actually a crossing route, but I saw the linebacker pushing over. You know, one of our things they say, you know, don't run to get covered. You know, so I saw A-Rod make his first read. Then I guess it was the second read, and I was in the zone, and it, you know, worked out perfect.
As a guy that's 6'4", 250 plus, you're called upon to do some of the dirty work, the rough stuff, the blocking. And I've noticed one thing: when you guys line up on one side of the formation, you come across to the other, you got a real knack for cutting those dudes down. You kind of like that thing?
You know, as being an offensive player, you know, that's one of the things we try to take advantage of. You know, when we really get in the guy's legs and get in his hips, you know, that wear and tear throughout the game, it really slows him down. It gives him something to think about. So, you know, that's really just trying to keep them off balance, you know, keeping a defender off balance. So, yeah, whenever I could get a shot to kind of slow them down, and, you know, it only in turn helps the O linemen, you know, with them blocking them later and stuff like that on the pass play. So, yeah, it was definitely something we'd like to take advantage of.
All right, Andrew, hang on to your helmet because it is time to go in the huddle. Andrew.
In the huddle.
In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Andrew, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
We're going to take another look at your touchdown catch and see how it came about. Could you circle where you're at in that formation?
I missed right a there. Little bit. I'm a little off.
Okay. Andrew, we noticed you're in a two-point stand as opposed to a three-point. Is that your decision or a particular play or formation where you're going to be in a two-point or a three-point?
It's definitely, you know, by play call. You know, a lot of times we line up in two-point to get a little better release off the line, you know, coming off a three-point with the defender, sometimes the DNs try to get in your way. So, you know, I got in a two-point just to get a free release.
All right. Let's go and roll the tape and go through that release. And could you tell us what's the name of this route and what you're trying to accomplish by running it?
It's a post route, you know, standard post route. You know, I think the best thing,
the post, huh?
Yeah, right at the post.
Football is brain surgery now, okay.
You know, really, I think the thing that's the best thing about it is just the timing. You know, it's five-step timing. So, you know, if you really pay attention on my fifth step, you know, I'm turning and looking for the ball. You know, hats up to A-Rod, right on my fifth step, that timing, you know, he threw it to me.
Okay, and now you're starting to bend towards the post.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, right, I mean, you're covered. And you're thinking?
I'm thinking, got to make the play. I don't even feel covered. I mean, I feel like a good player, if he's covered or not, you know, you got to make that play. So, it's tight. It's definitely is tight. You know, he really just let me clear that linebacker. That was the biggest thing, is waiting for me to clear that linebacker. That's why I bend it in a little bit. And, you know, it was a money throw.
Oh, I guess. And Andrew, Aaron's got to have faith that you will, as you said, make that play. Okay. Let's go through it, Claire. Let's go through it to the other angle here. Because you can't appreciate how tough this catch is until you see it from the other angle. Let's go through there. Okay, here we go. Okay, and here's Andrew running the post up here.
Fifth step, turn my head.
Okay. Now, okay. Yes. Now let's go back. And look at that again. Okay, Claire, let her go. That is, okay. Claire, one more time and just stop it at the catch. God bless you, Claire. Just stop it at the catch, please. Okay, there. That's what I wanted, right there. That's hard to do, my friend.
Let's focus. You know, it's a big time in the play, and, you know, it's one of the plays you have to make. You know, being a professional, I've been putting in a lot of hours, and really, it was kind of like second nature. You know, I work a lot of drills. We work a lot of jugs machines. You know, we had the players push our hands while we're catching it, all them type of things, and I feel like it paid off.
Touchdown, Packers. Well done, Andrew. Coming up, another exciting edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Tanner. There you go, buddy. All right. Thank you, Third and Short. Never sounded better. Welcome back. It is time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Tanner. Tanner, what grade you in?
Sixth.
Like football?
Yeah.
What position?
Middle linebacker and running back.
Middle linebacker. Could you tackle a guy like this?
Probably not.
You're also a realist. Okay, Tanner, if you can learn the football skill Andrew's about to show you and coach you on, you will earn his autograph. Don't have to tackle him, but you'll get his autograph. How's that, Tanner?
Good.
All right. Andrew, what are we going to learn?
All right, so today I want to show you one of the drills. It kind of goes back to the touchdown catch, and it's finding the ball in the air. So one of our drills we do is you probably go over there, and you face away from me, all right?
Oh, this so then, I've seen it.
So when I say hit, I want you to find the ball in the air. Don't look at me when you turn around. Don't look at the crowd. Don't look at anybody else. Just find the ball when I say hit, all right? You got to catch it, too. All right. Hit.
Tanner, that was really good. What do you have to say for yourself?
I don't know.
Terrific. Andrew, I take it you earned your autograph?
That's good. I'm telling you, in this game, it's about reaction. Sometimes being running back, you're going to have to get off defenders, not even look for the quarterback, just look for the ball, you know, in the air. And I think, you know, that's a good drill to work on.
All right, wonderful. While Tanner's getting his autograph, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll fix our mic and other stuff. Stay with us, please. What'll break next?
Girl, you're really coming now.
Welcome back, and we are back with Andrew Corliss. Andrew, your generation is really into...
You scared me. You scared me.
I'm going to lecture you. No, the young guys and girls, they're into Twitter and tweeting, okay? And I had my young assistant who's kind of familiar with that kind of stuff, and I had him look up your Twitter thing to see if anything was on there. And he said you haven't tweeted since January. And before that, for a couple of years, you had like 20 or 30 total tweets. Now, obviously, you're not into that too much. How come? Because it seems like everybody around your age, that's all they do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really a big social media fan. It's just because I kind of watch, what's going on, on the media and how things could really, I don't know, it could go bad. So, it could be real bad. But, I haven't even got it verified. I have a PR guy that handles that for me. But, I think sooner or later, I'm eventually get on it. And, I feel like it's a way for the fans to, you'd be able to touch the fans. But it's just sometimes, like I said, it could go bad. So I don't really get on it too much.
Very smart approach, I think. During the off season, I was traveling out east, and I drove through a small town in New York called Uniondale, and there in front of me is a street sign that says Andrew Corliss Way. Now, what's that about? Tell me about that.
Back in my hometown, you know, right after we won the Super Bowl, you know, they honored me with, you know, the main street in my town, Yunda Ave. You know, they renamed it Andrew Corliss Way. That was an amazing feeling, you know, it was a great honor, you know, just to, you know, when I just think about being young and running on the same street, playing baseball, you know, and just to see that, you know, them honor me that way, it was an amazing feeling, you know, and it's definitely, I try to be motivating, you know, hopefully it's a motivation to the, you know, the young kids in the community just to, you know, let them know, you know, it could happen.
All right, coming up, we'll have questions for Andrew from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please.
Thank you, Third and Short. Welcome back. Andrew Corliss, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Brant.
Brant, I like your shirt.
How many?
Never mind. Go ahead.
Do you set goals for yourself? And if you do, how many touchdowns do you intend to get this season?
Good question, Brant.
That's a great question, actually. Yes, I do set goals. You know, I try to set goals weekly, you know, just to get better, you know, each week. But if I could put a number on the many touchdowns, I'd say 16, one every game. That would be fine.
All right. Next up we have?
I'm Patty. Hi, Andrew. I just wanted to know, how does it feel to be the first tight end to catch a touchdown for the Packers this year?
Oh, I mean, it's a great feeling. Like I said, and the way it happened, you know, to me, that was, you know, a couple people, even my family, you know, they said that was probably one of your best catches of your career. You know, so just to feel that is.
Thank you, Andrew. Frankie, what was your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
Great question for question number one. Wins, and they get a rubberized bracelet with the Packer logo.
Hey! Frankie, of course, nobody goes away empty-handed on Packers Live. What does our other questioner receive as a consolation prize?
A Larry McCarron foam finger signed by Third and Short.
Yay! How's that? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that great? Coming up, some final thoughts. Don't go away, please.
We are back with Andrew Corliss and company. Andrew, would you make the introduction?
Yes, it's the future, Aiden. Say hello, Aiden.
Your son, Hayden?
Aiden.
Aiden,
say
all right.
Hello.
Did your dad do a good job on the show tonight? All right. Toughest critic, probably. Okay, Andrew, you got the Bears coming up, and they're the big rival. Do you feel anything special about the rivalry? Like, do you really kind of, at the end of the day, not like them? Or how do you approach the rivalry end of the thing?
No, definitely. I mean, you know, we play the Bears. We know it's going to be a serious game. We know it's a serious week, you know, in preparation. You know, one of the biggest things they put around the facility is intensity. You know, they want everybody's intensity to go up and, you know, really focus. So it's going to be a good game. To us right now, it's a must win. So, you know, that's how we're approaching it.
Now, Andrew, you've been around when you guys have started 1-2, as I mentioned at the top of the show, and rebounded to win the division, to go to the playoffs. What enables you guys to do that, to overcome, quote, slow starts?
I think it just starts with the team, you know, and really leadership. You know, like you said, there's a few of us that's been there, that have been there. You know, so it starts with the veteran guys. You know, we really got to step it up. I think everything is really with practice. We really got to demand more of ourselves, you know, demand more of the young guys, and, you know, we got to play better football.
Thanks for being here. Go get them.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.